This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, this is Stuart. Welcome to Motivational Moment. I would like to talk to you today about the power of positive thinking. Positive thinking is a powerful thing. A lot of times people think positive thinking is a phenomenon that you shouldn't really think positive, or you shouldn't push positive thinking because most of the time it doesn't work. But I'm here to tell you that positive thinking does really work. It really transformed your life. It really transformed your mind. It really transformed your thoughts. It really transforms everything about you when you begin to think positive and you send out positive vibrations in the universe and you send out positivity in the universe. Things begin to happen and transpire when you begin to speak. You speak life and life begins to take place. Positive thinking can aid in stress management. It helps with your stress. If you're stressed out right now, it's probably because you've been talking negative. You've been talking down on yourself. You've been talking negative to yourself. So if you begin to do those particular things, what's going to happen and play out is negativity. You're going to have negative experiences. You're going to have negative relationships. You're going to begin to have negative things happen in your life. And negative things come your way when you begin to have a negative mentality and a negative mindset, right? And also plays an important role in your overall health and well-being. That's what positive thinking does. It helps even with your health. A lot of people are unhealthy because they are always negative. I'm just fat. I'm ugly. I'm no good. I'm nothing. I'll never make it. I'm not going to exercise. They eat bad. You know, they eat everything bad. They don't eat no fruits. They don't eat vegetables. They don't go walking. They don't really do anything. But just sit down and drink beer every day and then just eat fast food and greasy foods and watch the basketball or football or their soap operas or whatever they watch. I'm not sure what people watch these days. They watch so much because there's so much to watch on every platform. But you have to take care of your well-being and your mental state. So you have to have mindfulness. Mindfulness helps you to be able to tap into mental, your mental state, your soul, your mind, will, and your emotions. That's your psyche. Positive thinking does not necessarily mean avoiding difficult situations. Positive thinking means making the most of potential obstacles. So it helps you to be able to overcome obstacles that you're facing in your life, because we all face different obstacles at times in our lives. But when you begin to have a positive mindset and a positive aura about your life, things begin to work out for you and in your favor. Most of the time, things work out for people, man. I have seen things work out even in my own life. And I didn't even know how it was going to work out. I didn't even know how it was going to take place or transpire. But one thing, I kept on believing. I kept on having positive thoughts. I kept on pushing positivity out there in the universe, because I knew that if I keep on pushing positivity, that positive things are going to begin to happen in my life and for me. Everything that I speak is going to happen and take place. And you have to believe that. You have to believe when you speak a thing and you decree or declare a thing that it will be established in the earth and it will manifest in the earth. But you have to really agree and believe with that, right? You got to agree. Positive thinking is linked to a wide range of health benefits. So it gives you health benefits. Isn't that amazing that just thinking positive will begin to help your health become better? But when you think negative, your health begins to deteriorate. It enhances psychological health. You have a greater resistance to the common cold. You have a longer lifespan because you're a positive person. and you have lower rates of depression, because what happens is your dopamine in your brain begins to flow. And, you know, that's the feel-good feeling that's in your brain, dopamine. It begins to flow properly, and it begins to give you excitement. So when you're excited about things, you're excited about the world, you're excited about your life, you're not going to be depressed. Why? Because you're excited, right? You're ecstatic. You feel amazing about your life. And when you feel it, people can radiate it. It radiates, and people can feel it too, that you're excited about your life, that you're your life is amazing, that your mind is amazing, that your thoughts is amazing, that everything you do and touch is full of amazement. People who had high levels of positive thinking were more likely to walk away from stressful life events with a higher sense of the meaningfulness of life. Right? So it says, people who had high levels of positive thinking were more likely to walk away from stressful life events. Isn't that something? That you can walk away from stressful life events when you have positive thinking? Because you don't really want to be around nobody that's toxic. You don't want toxicity to be able to be a part of your life, a part of your well-being, a part of your thoughts, or anything like that. So that means you have to cut off negative relationships. Anything toxic, cut it off. I don't care if it's your mama, I don't care if it's your daddy, I don't care if it's your uncle, I don't care if it's your auntie. When toxicity begins to happen, cut it off, because a lot of people are toxic in their thoughts and in their ways. You know, they just have a toxic demeanor to them, because really they don't really know how to escape that toxicity. And it's not good to be able to thrive off of being toxic, right? That's negativity. You have to get away from negativity. Your environment, you might not be able to get away from your environment right now, because you live somewhere where it's always killing and always people doing crazy things. And, you know, you just kind of got immune to it. But you have to have a mentality and a mindset that I'm not going to stay in this particular place. You may move out the neighborhood. You may move to another state. You may move to a little city that's in your state. But sometimes you have to maneuver and move away from things that's negative. A job, if it's negative all the time you go to work, you might want to get another job. Try to get around some positive people. You know, every job is going to always be somebody negative, but, you know, try to get around positivity in your family. Try to push positivity with your kids. Try to push positivity, because who wants to be around negative Nancy's? Who wants to be around bitter people that don't have nothing to say in their lives? Who wants to be around all of that? You know, people that's always playing victim, but they're so amazing. They're so awesome. Oh, I'm an awesome person. Oh, I'm great. Oh, I never did nothing wrong. I'm just a little angel. Like, that's a lie. And they tell themselves lies all the time. You know, but getting back to the subject, that positive thinking changes your whole demeanor and it changes your whole life. You know, having a positive mindset, having a positive thoughts, it takes you to different places in your life. So I'm thankful today that I have a positive mindset. It took me years and years and years to develop it, but I continue to push it, and I continue to always go around like self-development. Like, I'm trying to always listen to podcasts, I'm trying to listen to things on social media, follow positive people that are able to inspire me to be able to be more than what I am. You know, we all need that personal development. And if you're not continually developing yourself, and you're always watching stuff that's toxic, or watching toxic movies, toxic shows, what's going to begin to happen is you're going to begin to be toxic. That's it, because that's what you're feeding yourself. And whatever you eat, you become. So you're eating things that you're feeding yourself, some stuff that's not going to be able to help you in the future, in the long run, because you're feeding yourself things that doesn't matter, right? So start feeding yourself positive things. Start listening to positive shows, going to positive events, been around positive people, and I promise you, your life will begin to be positive, and it's going to change for the better. But this is Stuart with your motivational moment. I hope you receive something today from this message. Make sure you check out my website at www.stuartmclain.com. Make sure you also purchase anything that's going to be able to help you. Share this podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Until next time, this is Stuart with your motivational moment.